Family Office Club announces the Athlete Office Club interview series today with Richard Wilson and Daniel Puter interviewing Mike Tyson.
Richard Wilson, I'm going to bring up a friend, somebody who inspires me, and we're going to do a lot together in the future. Richard Wilson is the president and founder of the Family Office Club. They have over 5,000 family offices around the world, but at the end of the day, they want to inspire athletes and young people to be able to do good. But it's around financial literacy, just the same thing as Rich Dad Poor Dad, Robert, and so many people. So we are going to do a few questions to be able to inspire the kids. We're doing this with other athletes too, which we need more input from athletes to be able to inspire more people. So I'm just going to move the seats around a little bit for a second, and then we'll rock and roll in about 1 minute, guys. Give us one.
Can I say like one quote?
Of course, yes. Here's Richard, guys. Please give him a welcome applause.
So Mark Cuban says you don't need to have all the money in the world. You just need to outwork and outearn everybody around you. I think that's something that Daniel's infusing in these schools and that Mike showed. If you outwork and outlearn everybody around you, then it doesn't matter what your background is. You can outpace anything you can imagine. So just want to share that. And that's why we're doing this interview series with 100 pro athletes. And we're starting here with Mike Tyson. Who better?
So Mike, real quick before we start, this picture, I just want you to like look at this. Tell me what this means to you.
That's who I am. That's what I explain that. That's who I am.
When you saw this picture, this is the one you were like, this is the one I want to have at my school. Why?
Because it's counteraction what I'm all about. When you see me, I represent violence. And this doesn't. It represents love.
Wow. So it's interesting. I beat up people too for a living.
Yes, I
went to juvenile hall. And, I couldn't love my wife and my son like I do today if I didn't go through the stuff and the hurt and pain, figure out how to love myself.
Yeah, you gotta keep crying. Once you stop crying, you wanna be dry.
Awesome. I just wanted to ask you what that was about. Awesome. First question. What visualization, affirmation, goal setting rituals, and strategies have you used to become the top 0.0001% performer in the world?
Some of the things that my affirmation that I wouldn't want to say to people when I'm not in that mood, you know, at that state of my affirmation, I'm God. That's just where I go. I go to the universe. And I know I'm the kind of guy that's going to always be in deep waters because, you know, God knows my enemies can't swim. So I'm always cool. So I don't worry about, I don't know, adversity, trauma. I think nothing's impossible to somebody try. You know, if you don't give up, anything can be defeated. That's my life. I want to be up more than anybody wants me to be down, and that's what I want.
Nice.
Awesome. Got one more question. So what's a million-dollar lesson you could take from the pro athlete world and being top 0.01% and then take that to the business world or any career choice that someone takes here in the room?
First, know this: all great people are not good people. And once you learn that, you base your life mostly on becoming a good person. And by being a good person, you'll succeed in life more than a great person.
Gotcha. Appreciate it. Thank you. Next question is: how could anybody be a top 0.1% performer in that niche if they're trying to be a good person, but they're competing against other doctors, other students, other, you know, business people. How do you be that at the top of the game?
You dedicate your life to being the best. You talk to yourself, I'm the best ever in this. Nobody's ever been born. I'm the best doctor since the beginning of life. I'm this. You know, you tell yourself, and it doesn't sound believable, but the more you say, the more you believe. The more you believe, the more you act on it. And
right.
You become what you believe.
Awesome. Appreciate that.
You have been interviewed 500 plus times, thousands of times. What is the number one question that nobody, hold on, I have a little learning challenge here, sometimes I'm reading. What is the number one question nobody asks but should have if they wanted to reach their full potential and dominate to be the Mike Tyson in their niche?
Well, their goals, accomplishing their goals have to be more important than their happiness. Sorry to say.
Wow. So it's like, so for me, I get up sometimes when I don't want to, I go bust my ass. Because for me, if I transform an organization with my partners and with you, but sometimes it hurts. How does that affect you?
That's what life is about. If you didn't feel pain, we wouldn't understand love and glory. That's what we all use that to pretty much ignite who we are. Pain ignites who we are, love ignites who we are. You know, nothing, everything that we love, death is going to touch. And we're going to all experience that feeling. Until we do, we live to the best we can.
Great. Yeah, my last question then. In today's world, people want to find the four-hour work week, the magic bullet, the easy way, the lazy way, the shortcut way. Everyone in here who's successful or supported this school, it's because they worked very, very hard, harder than most people. What is the secret to working very, very hard besides affirmation, besides being summoned by Muhammad Ali? How do you work 10 times harder than everyone else around you for every student here that's listening and wanting to be inspired just like you were?
It's all about developing your confidence. Confidence breeds success, and success breeds confidence. And confidence applied properly will supersede a genius. So you always gotta believe in yourself. Regardless of what it is, if you're losing, you're sick, you're God. I know it's hard to believe, but believe it, you're God.
Can you guys give him a big round of applause? Thank you, Richard. I appreciate you.